Welcome back. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I know it's been a week since I have given you all a new episode, Unapologetically Living. I want to say thank you for still rocking with me and tuning in. Your girl is over here working. Yes, I am a full-time entrepreneur. So it has been a test for me because I am juggling not just many roles being an entrepreneur, but I also have, I'm what they call a serial entrepreneur. So I have multiple businesses, different adventures that I'm jumping out, testing out, things like that, which I will eventually do a actual show on that itself. But I just want to thank you all my faithful listeners, for watching, for not just for listening to me, and then the ones that watch me on YouTube as well. I have a YouTube channel as well that have different content, Unapologetically Living _. That is my YouTube channel. If you want to find me on YouTube, if you want to email me, you can at Unapologetically Living. I'm sorry, Unapologetically Living is my YouTube. My email is unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com. Again, unapologeticallyfearless1@gmail.com if you would like to email me. Let's get right into this actual show. What we're going to talk about today is jumping out and without jumping back in. Yeah, can you imagine that? Jumping out without jumping back in. The rear view mirror in our car is exactly that, for us to see what's behind us. Once you have that courage to jump out, you never go back in. You ever notice on the movies how hard they fight to get out the fire, to get out the fire, to get out the house, the burning building, the burning car? But you never see nobody actually purposely just run back in. Once you get out, you don't try to go back in. Even if it's somebody that you love, or it's an item or anything, the firefighters, the police, even sometimes the neighbors, they will try to stop that person. Why? Because once you're out and you're safe, if you go back in, they can't guarantee that you're going to be able to get back out. So once you jump out, you can't jump back in. We are always meant to go forward. We're not meant to go back. So I know a lot of you are like, Lady B, where are you going with this? Where I'm going with this is that a lot of times in relationships, in a career, even dealing with friendships, family, we make decisions that mean that we're ready to get out of a situation. We're ready for a change. We're ready for something new. But once we get in that change, we get anxious. We get nervous. We start feeling like we're not sure if this is right for us. When we start making excuses, our mind starts wondering. We get so much anxiety because we won't be patient and understand the journey. The journey is the reward. The journey is the reward. I had to say it again. So because we can't allow ourselves to get through that journey to find out what's the reward, we let fear talk us into doing what? A lot of times we be contemplating, should I go back? Should I go back to him? Should I go back to her? Should I go back to that job? Should I go back to that school? Should I go back to that neighborhood? Should I go back to that friendship? But we understand that you know what it took to get out and what was the reasons why you needed to get out. Nothing happens by chance or circumstances. It was all has a meaning, whether good, bad, long, short. And I say all this to say because I myself this week, I told you I got a lot going on with entrepreneurship. And I finally took the plunge this year and became a full-time entrepreneur, leaving my full-time job in healthcare. After 21 years of being in corporate America, 18 consecutively, in healthcare, I finally took the leap and said, no more corporate America. Because I wanted more for myself and my business. I wanted to give my business all of me. I wanted to be able to be a serial entrepreneur and have multiple of businesses and find where my passion lies, which is, yes, real estate. It's no lie. It's real estate. And because there's so many different levels to real estate. It's more than just being a realtor showing a house. It's more than that. It's more than just being a loan officer financing the loans. It's more than that. It's so many different facets. And so I was like, I finally found what I want, even after working in healthcare for 18 years. And don't get me wrong, I made great money in healthcare. I learned a lot health-wise, social-wise, political-wise too, believe it or not. It's politics and healthcare. But what I never realized was I wasn't being true to myself. So now in my 40s, I'll be 41 this year in August. Ooh, to the Virgos. I don't want to no longer sell myself for a paycheck. And so I was plagued by the decision because I had got a phone call in regarding going back to corporate America with a different higher level position. And I had to think about it for a quick second. It was real quick. It wasn't that long. It was a second. I took so much for me to finally jump out. 21 years in corporate America. And you notice I said I'll be 41. So half of my life in corporate America, my adult life is in corporate America. Working for someone else, I always had side hustles, always. And then I get plagued with the decision to go back to corporate America after I'm thriving in my businesses. I'm living life, loving life as a full-time businesswoman with multiple facets. And then finally I'm faced with, oh, let's go back. And then go for a different position, higher position, different title, more money. And I'm like, what do you do? Then I have that conversation with myself. You know, I've talked about that on other podcasts that come when I have that conversation with myself, it's like, do you really want this? Do you really want to go back to working for, you know, corporate America? Do you really want to go back for trading your time for money? You know, these are my questions. This is my truth. Do you really want to go back to having to ask for time off, having to ask for vacation time? Can I have this time off so I can go on vacation and enjoy my life with my family or my friends? You know, I mean, no shade to nobody else that's in corporate America. Do you? I did it for 21 years. But that I had to come to the conclusion that wasn't for me. Because I have much more purpose on this earth than trading my time for my money. With that being said, did you hear the sigh? I made the decision very quickly that, nope, I'm going to stay true to my calling. My purpose in life is to be a businesswoman. Not just in real estate, but in all the different facets of business I have. I'm staying true to what I set out to do for this year. My 2021 goal was to live unapologetically, be free in my 40s. And I firmly stand on Jeremiah 29:11, for those that believe in God and read the Bible. I stand on it. That God knows, for I know your purpose in life. For the reason why you were born. I know that you were born. And so our stories were already created. And so those 21 years of me working was already created. But that's what the scripture says. For I know the plans I have for your life. I know those plans I have for your life. And God, it's no mistake that I'm out of corporate America now. And I'm a businesswoman. I'm thriving. I'm successful. It's tiresome, but I'm thriving. For I know the plans that I have. Nobody else don't know him but me. Yes, no one knows him but me. That's what God tells us. If you are a Christian, God tells us that no one knows those plans but me. I know the plans I have for you. And my new favorite scripture. My new favorite scripture, as since being an entrepreneur, I have to say, since being an entrepreneur this year in 2021, is blessed is she who believed that the Lord will fulfill his promises. That belief that God will fulfill his promises on my life, that calling that he has on my life. That's all that I needed to say no. We have to learn to stop once you're out. This was my business testimony. This is my entrepreneurship testimony. But this, it goes for everything. Once you out that toxic relationship, you all know I talk openly about being married before. This is my second marriage I'm in now. But even in my first marriage, I survived domestic violence. I survived the toxicness of several relationships. Once you jump out, you don't jump back in. You figure out, why did I have to jump in the first goddamn place? And the reason why I had to, that's going to be the reason why I won't go back. That's the same thing with corporate America. The reason why I had to jump in the first place, I'm not jumping. I'm not going back. I'm not. The same reason why I had to leave my ex-husband, that's the same reason why I'm not never settling for another toxic relationship or marriage. You know, so this is why I said I had to talk with you all today. Because I had to let somebody else out there that may be struggling with the same battle. Something else is presenting to you. That toxic friend that hurt you before. You can be cordial. Don't get me wrong. Hey, how you doing? How's the weather? How's your mama? How's your dad? You can still be cordial, but I will never let you get that close to me to know my deepest, darkest secrets. I will never let you get that close to me to hurt me again. Because once you can heal, but it doesn't say you have to show your wounds to keep your wounds open so that person can be able to cut you again or touch you where you hurt again. No, you can sit next to them, you can be friendly, you can be cordial, but you do not have to jump back into that burning fire and allow yourself to get burned again, to allow yourself to be complacent again. Once you have moved past that level, it's another level waiting. The sky is the limit. Take the limits off yourself. Stop staying on that same level. That level 3. That level 2. Stop. No, it's time to go to level 5 and 6. Stop going back down the stairs and keep going. I only go forward. I don't never go back. Never. Relationships. Jobs. But even friendships, family, I said what I said. It is what it is. Don't get me wrong. I can be cordial. I can be respectful. I don't have to be nasty or rude. But however, if you know that you know that you know who you are as a person, you cannot just settle for anything and you cannot just do anything. And definitely do not allow yourself to jump back into a burning building. Let me know what you're thinking. You can send me an email, unapologeticallyfearless@gmail.com. I appreciate all of you all for taking your time to listen to me. I will be back. I'm probably going to drop another surprise show for you and to make up for me missing all last week, because I do have some very faithful listeners. I thank you all of you all listening to me. If you're listening to me in the United States, you're listening to me in India, in Asia, wherever you're listening to me in the Caribbean, I want to personally say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lady B loves you all. You can always send me an email. I check all my emails. unapologeticallyfearless@gmail.com. And what we're going to do in this week, we're going to be unapologetically. Love yourself. Be yourself no matter what. I don't care what nobody say. Be who you are, who you were called to be. Be who you were born to be. no matter what anyone says. And we're not jumping back into burning buildings. Once you jump out, we're not jumping back in. We only going forward. We ain't going backwards. And in this season, this new season that we in, we're going to do what? We're going to stay fly. That's right. We're going to stay fly. First, love yourself. This your girl, Lady B. Thank you for tuning in. I'm out, y'all. Bye-bye.